Good day, good night, and welcome to the Two Solitude Soccer Podcast for Canadian and Canadian soccer only. This is for patrons only. If you're listening to this little teaser, it's to show you what you can get if you fork out $2 a month and subscribe on our Patreon feed at patreon.com/sportspodcastnetwork. Joining me, as always, Dwayne Rollins. Dwayne, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well here in blustery Mississauga. It was 30 degrees Celsius in the city about two days ago, and now it's like freezing. Love the weather. We always talk about the weather. This is kind of our thing now. We might as well put it on our bingo card.
Exactly. Might as well. And we talk about Canada in Canadian soccer. And last night, live at Edinburg, Texas, I didn't know that Edinburg was a town in Texas until this women's championship started. And this was the last game of the group stage for Canada. And Canada beat Costa Rica 3-1. Here's the score line. I'm going to tell you who scored the goals for Canada. You had Janine Becky scoring at the 26th minute, assisted by Jesse Fleming. This is the future. A goal created by the future of the Canadian women's national team. And at the 40th minute, Nichelle Prince scored unassisted. And then Christine St. Clair scored her 175th goal all time, assisted by Alicia Chapman at the 57th minute. Late at the game, here's funny, and this is on canadasoccer.com, Dwayne. 72nd minute, Costa Rica goal scored by goal scorer, assisted by goal scorer. Wow, that's a great name for a player.
Yeah, yeah. Look, the CSA is not as staffed as they were a few years ago when they had all that sweet 2015 money. But yeah, Christine Sinclair, the important message there, of course, is only 9 more to go. And excuse me, I had a sneeze.
Bless
there.
You.
That's the watch. I was trying to hold it in, but alas, you can't hold a sneeze in too long. Just like you can't hold Christine Sinclair back too long either. And she found a way to get another goal, and only 9 more to go. And I'm increasingly believing that we will see this. Probably, we might see it in France. We might even see it in France.
Yeah.
I think that they set things up right. They've got to 2 more games left in this tournament. One of them is going to be a little tougher than the other one, I think. But
yeah.
2 more games in this tournament, and maybe we can get another 1 or 2 in there. And then you're really looking at, I think, a walk to the record. And look, maybe we could talk a little bit about that. Obviously, we'll get into the Panama preview and how they got a bit of a break, and maybe even some rumors swirling around the Mexican national women's team as well in a little bit here. But does it matter? Like, is this something that's significant for Canadian soccer? Because I think it really would be. As much as we'd like to focus on the team, I think that her being the all-time scorer, and it will last forever, too. No woman is going to come close to that record again just because the game's changed, Kevin.
The game's changed, and the longevity of Christine St. Clair is quite unmatched. That's why I was mad earlier, well, last week when Canada was playing Cuba and Canada won 12-0 and St. Clair only got the 1 goal. I was like, why is she passing the ball? She's in the box. She's got the ball. Just shoot. Stop passing the ball. Be a little selfish, but I guess that's Christine St. Clair for you.
Yeah, well, as I said at the time, I said this on Two Solitude, on Soccer Today when we were talking about it, is that her reaction to that goal, too, is she didn't celebrate. In fact, she told her teammates to calm down because it was, what, the 12th goal? It was the 11th or 12th goal, I forget which. It was insane at that
Something
point,
like
right?
that, yeah.
So she's like, no, come on, guys. Let's not rub it in. These girls are trying their best, and we're just overmatching them. And then that's, I think, part of her legacy, too, is that sort of fair play that comes out with her. And that's why she's so respected around the women's soccer world, not just in Canada. Look, what a great career. And when it will be huge news amongst the general sports audience the day that she breaks that record. And that's why it matters still to this day, because it's going to put the sport that we love, on the front page again. In fact, the day she becomes the all-time record breaker, I would imagine she'll be like A1 news. That will be the front of the Globe and Mail. You know what I mean? Like, it will be huge.
At least a sports section, you know? Let's be frank here. But at least it might make the cover of the sports section, which is sometimes best, the best we can hope for. So, Canada won 3-1. They have their upcoming game versus Panama in the semifinal. And before we continue talking about Canada and Panama on this side, let's take a quick look at the scores of match day 3 of the CONCACAF Women's Championship, with the two finalists making the World Cup in France 2019, and the third place will go and play a playoff game versus the CONMEBOL team in Argentina. You know, it probably will be Argentina. So, Panama-Mexico 2-0 for Panama. Trinidad and Tobago versus the United States 7-0 for the United States. And, you know, this is a result for global United States fans that make them really happy. Beating TNT on the women's side, maybe it's not enough to compensate for the men's not making the World Cup and losing to TNT a year ago, but still a great result for the United States. And they're moving on to the semifinal to face Jamaica. Speaking of Jamaica, Jamaica won 9-0 against Cuba. So Cuba is having a difficult one. And, of course, the 3-1 score for Canada. So the semifinals are set, Dwayne. Panama-Canada in the first one. United States-Jamaica in the other. Mexico's not even going to the World Cup.
Yeah, and that's the takeaway from this tournament. A shocking, shocking result because Mexico looked like they were up and coming. A lot of good things there. We talked a bit about this earlier on, too, the upset that they had in this. And there is, look, I'll just put it out there. There's a rumor swirling around that perhaps the Mexican women may not have put their best foot forward on purpose in that game. I'm not suggesting anything I've been told in terms of gambling or anything like that, but there's a suggestion that maybe there's some discontent, and the only way to solve that would be to maybe have a shocking result, which might result in the removal of certain people from that program. There's no way to know that for sure, but certainly it is a rumor that's out there. So we put it out there. We spoke of it. No sense speculating any further other than to say it's out there. But certainly putting that aside, not something we expected at all, and certainly a break for Canada as well in this, because I think a lot of us that are close to the women's program, that follow the women's program closely, we're a little bit concerned about that Mexico game in the semifinals because no one wants to go through, you know, the risk of playing that home and home to qualify for the World Cup. The U.S. had to do it a couple cycles ago and ended up going to the finals. So it's not the, you know, a death knell of it, but certainly you don't want to put yourself in that position. And Panama's ranked, I think you told me off air, 70th in the world or something like that.
Yeah, Panama's 70th. But you know what I thought was funny? I've been playing FIFA, of course, FIFA 19, and there's the journey mode, which is kind of like the story mode of the video game. And there's Canada and the United States on the women's game included in there. And in the game, in the CONCACAF Women's Championship final, guess who are the two teams?
Is it, you tell me.
It's Canada and the United States. And, of course, you play with the American player, so unfortunately you had to beat Canada, and it was kind of not fun. But by the way, spoilers alert if you haven't finished the journey. In the 2019 Women's World Cup in the game, guess who's in the final of the World Cup, too?
Is it the U.S. and Canada?
It's the U.S. versus Canada. There's like a storyline that a fake player called Tremblay for Canada is quite a brat. She's actually making fun of the players on the other side. She's like, well, my edge is to play the mental game, and I'm playing the mental game against you, Kim Hunter. Can you deal with it? Can you handle it? I'll see you on the pitch. Anyways, they make up.
I'm not
Canada.
Sure I could, Kevin. If I was playing the journey, I'm not sure I could bring myself to win with Kim Hunter in that particular scenario.
They make Canada to be like the most antagonistic team, which in reality, it's quite the opposite. Like in the game, the U.S. is like portrayed as such nice group of players, and so it's kind of inverted. So the U.S. is actually portrayed by like Canada is in real life, and Canada is actually portrayed like the U.S. are in real life. Anyways, this aside, it may be a prediction for the Women's CONCACAF Championship, at least to see Canada and the United States in the final. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if Canada beats Panama. Wouldn't be surprised at all if the U.S. beats Jamaica, and it's Canada U.S. in the final, and Canada hasn't beat the U.S. since what?
2003. I don't need to look that up.
That's 15 years ago. Maybe this time is the right time. I don't know. We'll see.
I'd rather look. I'm almost cynical when it comes to this. It's they have their number in many, many ways. Like, first off, the U.S. women's national team is the best team in the world. They are better than the Canadian women's national team, so that is part of the reason why it's been so long. But there's something more going on there. There's a bit of a mental block. So yeah, I think it would be you know, it'd be hugely beneficial for this program to have a measuring stick against the U.S. And the U.S. doesn't really necessarily play them in a lot of friendlies. They prefer, I think, to avoid playing them because those matches tend to get a little physical. They tend to get a little bit personal. So, we have seen Canada-U.S. friendlies. Obviously, they've been pretty nasty, some of them out there. So I think that the both federations are happy to avoid each other in that mix. Canada seems to like to play Brazil.
And, you know, the result, at least, Dwayne, it's not like the Two Salt Tooth Derby, Montreal and Toronto. So those games actually remain special when they happen because it's always for something. It's always for either a trophy in this case in the CONCACAF Women's Championship. This game, if it happens in the final, won't be for a World Cup spot because both teams would already have clinched just with a presence in the final. But when the game is for something, it brings a little something more. And it's a rivalry game. Let's not doubt it. Is it the biggest rivalry game in the women's game? I think it is. Canada, United States, right?
Depends on how for Canada, for sure.
For the U.S. too, the U.S. and Canada is a bigger rivalry than USA versus Mexico. Like, cause this is almost new on the women's game.
Yeah, I think you'd find some mixed reactions in the United States with that because the men's rivalry does sort of cross over a little bit, but the competitive imbalance of it does make it difficult. I've always said that rivalry takes two partners, right? So it is difficult. Like Columbus and TFC used to try and push that as a rivalry, and it was hard to make that argument, you know, during the era when Columbus won 12 straight or something against TFC. So that's changed since then, but nonetheless, I draw a similar scenario. But no, for sure, there's nasty games in that history, and they know each other so well because they both came from the same system. They have similar styles.
And they play together. Let's not face it. Most of the players there play together either in the NWSL, play together in Europe, played together in college, grew up together, they grew up playing each other. It's two teams that are very familiar with each other at all levels.
No, for sure. There's absolutely a rivalry there, even though the U.S. is dominating, and I think Canada's only won 3 games all the time against them, and they played each other way too much. I don't know that number off the top of my head, but it's a lot of games against each other, and there's only 3 wins for the Canadian national team and none in the last 15 years, as we said. In fact, Canada's record against the U.S. on both sides of the gender divide is pretty horrific. But alas, certainly, you know, there's a crossover, I think, too, when you look at women's hockey and that rivalry between the U.S. and Canada, which is undoubtedly the biggest in the world. I think there's some kind of crossover there because they run in the same circles as some of those women, so some of that hate runs off, and there is legitimate hate there at some point, and there's obviously cultural rivalry that always exists between the two countries.
Just like Hunter and Tremblay. All right, for the CONCACAF Women's Championship, this will wrap up the show. The little preview, if you like what we did, follow us on Patreon. $2 a month will give you access to this weekly show that talks about Canadian soccer and Canadian soccer only, women's national team, men's national team, Canadian Premier League. And after this very, very short break, if you're listening to us on Patreon, we'll be right back to actually talk about Dominica and the Canadian Premier League, the Kits sponsorship, and what we want to see as Kits.